Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yubayis, Chapter 9, Mishnah 12. The Mishnah continues talking about the halacha of Gezel Hager, someone that steals something from a convert who has no relatives. We know the halacha is that he has to pay the value to the Mishmar, to the group of Kohanim that were appointed for that particular week. We also saw that he has to bring a Karban Hashem, he has to bring a guilt offering. The Mishnah begins. Nasan, if the thief gave Esa Kesef, the money that he had stolen from the ger, from the convert, which is the principal itself, plus a fifth, la'anshei mishmar, to the kaihanim that were appointed to serve that particular week in the Beis HaMikdash, v'meis, and then the thief dies before he gave them the asham, the guilt offering, to offer on his behalf. It says the Mishnah, ein hayarshim yicholim lahitzi miyadam. The inheritors, the children, the family of the thief, are not allowed to take it back from the kaihanim. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, Ish Ashayitin La Kayin La Yiyah, somebody who gives it to the Kayin, it should be his. The Gemara explains because it does enact a certain amount of kapara of atonement, and therefore there's a purpose why it's staying by the Kohanim. Therefore the children can ask for it back. Continues the Mishnah, Nosan as HaKesef LeYayarav. Let's say the thief gave the money to Yayarav. Yayarav was the first Mishmar in the 24th group cycle of Mishmarais, of groups of Kohanim that would serve weekly. He gave it to Yehayarif. V'asham liyadaya, and then he gave the asham the next week to the mishmar of Yadaya, which was the second mishmar. Yatza, he fulfills his mitzvah, as we'll see in the Mishnah, the reason in a moment. However, asham liyayarif, let's say he gave the asham first to Yehayarif. So he brought the asham first. V'kesef liyadaya, and then he gave the principal, plus a fifth, to the mishmar of Yadaya, the second mishmar. Says the Mishnah, Im Kayim HaAsham, if the sacrifice is still in existence. That means the people of Yayarev didn't yet bring it as a carbon, as a sacrifice. Then Yakriveu Bnei Yadaya, then the next Mishmar should offer that carbon Asham, and the money and the carbon remain by them. Vim Lai, let's say the people of Bnei Yarev already were Makriv, they already sacrificed the carbon Asham before he gave the Kesef to Yadaya. Then Yachsar v'yavi Asham Acher, he has to bring another Karban Asham. And the Mishnah explains, Shamevi gizelat shalahevi Ashamai, if a person first gives the Kohanim the money that he stole, and then he brings the Karban Asham, Yatza, he fulfills his mitzvah. Hevi Ashamai shalahevi gizelai, but let's say he brought the Karban, the sacrifice, prior to returning the money to the members of that Mishmar, la Yatza, the halacha is, he does not fulfill his obligation. Concludes the Mishnah, Nathan, if the thief gave a thakaran, the principal, to the kohanim, the loy nasan astachaymish, but he never gave the fifth. And now he comes to be makriv the karban asham, he wants to bring the guilt offering before he pays back the chaymish, the fifth. Says the Mishnah, ein achaymish ma'akiv, the fifth doesn't hold himself back from bringing the karban asham, and he does get the atonement. Nevertheless, he still has an obligation to go ahead and to pay the fifth. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.